Hey guys, welcome to this podcast. As usual, we come up with our different ideas towards relationships. I've seen a lot of people spend their holidays, especially Valentine's Day, in different amazing places, amazing vacations, and others spend their Valentine's Day rocked up in their rooms, and their days ended on the beds, right? So today I just come up with this idea, with these signs on how your partner is cheating or is following you around. So you know, when you start forming an intimate connection with someone, it's pretty normal to start and to inversions. You know, what a relationship with them would like, and I mean it, that who has not followed you around and falling in love. So you might be sending out some signals to show you're interested. You might be receiving signs in return that could be encouraging, but there are some also some signs that are red flags. You know, we call it red flags. And one of them is your friend fooling you around, or is your boyfriend fooling you around. So I just come up with these 10 signs or indicators that shows your friend or your boyfriend, your girlfriend is fooling you around or is cheating on you sometimes. So here are the 10 signs that look out for. For that, might be revealed that what they are, you're being fooled around with your partner, with your friends. So number one here is he bails on plans, he makes with you. So talking to someone you have a crush on would ultimately lead to making plans with them to meet up. How else would you make a move on them? So, but if they are constantly coming up with excuses to meet up with you or leave you stranded at the last minute, then it's time to take a hint. Some people just flit visually, you know, but feels like meeting in real life would make things well more real and men fool around all the time, you know. So this is number one. Number two is he flits with other people, you know. So if they have been showing interest in you, but also involving themselves with the other peoples, then it's time to slowly back away. Prayers are the last thing you need when you are looking for someone to have a relationship with. It will only end badly. And this is one sign for how to know if a guy is playing with you. Number three here, he says he doesn't want a relationship. So if you want to know how to tell if someone is playing with you, then all you have to do is look out for these words. I don't want to be in a serious relationship. No, this is not a challenge. They are not trusting you to see if you are you can convince them otherwise. However, if they tell you they are not looking for anything serious but still keep making moves on you, then they are definitely fooling around with you. So, and number four here, he gets annoyed when you don't have sex. So, as you know, for man, for any man, you know, sex is everything, and sex is a sign that a man feels that you're showing him a true love. So, who hasn't heard the word? Some people only want sex. Who have ever heard this? So just because it's said often doesn't make it any less true. Research shows that a surefire way to tell if you are being played is if they only seem interested in sleeping with you and not in really dating you. So, and if they only give you attentions when they want to get close to you, then they are just trying to sleep with you. It's time to get away from them and find someone who will treat you right. So this is especially for men. So number five, he's financially depending on you, right? So despite how little it's talked about, it's no lie that men can be gold diggers too. Have you ever heard this? So if your partner comes running to you every time they need to buy something, or you end up picking the check at every meal, then it's time to rethink your relationships. So sharing expenses is good and healthy for relationships to grow, but taking on a bulk of the expenses isn't. Okay, so they're playing with you and it's time to drop them and move on. And number six, he only talks about himself. So venting to you about a bad day or even a bad week is normal behavior. Eventually, even healthier. However, if they are just venting to you all the time and don't give you an opportunity to talk about themselves, then they're just using you as an emotional trash can. So to know whether he's a narcissist or not, just check out on his words, okay? So relationships number seven, your partner doesn't make you feel good. So relationships is all about mutual affections and feelings connected to someone. Feeling good about yourself could be the natural byproduct of dating someone. And knowing that someone likes you for who you are and how, and you can always count on them, is very important. So if he is constantly undermining you or making you feel bad about yourself, then you know how he's feeling you around with you and doesn't really like you. And number eight, he doesn't do the same thing you want to do. So a relationship is an equal give and take. Compromises are very essential. If he makes you sit around and watch him play video games for 3 hours, then he should also be willing to spend a couple of hours watching your favorite rom-com. Okay? So if you find that he refuses to do the things you enjoy, then there must be a problem out there. So run away and move on. Number nine here, his past relationships ended badly. So a good person is always a good person. So you'll find out from his words and actions. So a good way to know if they are fooling you around with you is to look into their past relationships. Did it end because they were being selfish in their relationships? In the relationships, did they cheat on their ex-partners? So all of this can help you see patterns in his behavior. So you guys gotta move on and leave that guy behind. So your friends think he's sketchy. And always trust the instinct of your friends. They have an outsider's view on your relationships and are only not crowded by emotions. And if they tell you your partner is not treating you right, that's a good way to tell you he's fooling you around with you and he doesn't want anything serious. Okay, so I just wanted to, so these were all the signs that you can use to know if your partner is playing with you. So don't settle for any less than what you deserve. And you deserve someone who treats you right and stay committed to you. So it's time to think about yourself. Until next time, God bless you all for listening to my podcast. So don't forget to listen to my previous episodes. I've just released a couple of months. And you can learn a lot of things from this podcast. And may God bless you all. My name is Kilfred. Until next time, God bless you. Bye-bye.